What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. And today, if you see who's joining me, we've got, you might recognize him from the Real World. I consider it the final traditional season of Real World. I mean, I know there was that other one that was on Facebook or whatever, but I consider you guys the last, like, real season of the Real World.
Last of a dying breed, man.
Yeah, for real. Bad Blood. He was also on the Challenge Season 29 Invasion. We got Theo here. Theo, how's it going, sir?
I'm doing good. How you feeling, my boy?
I'm good. As we, you know, you and I both talked upon before the recording, this is a long time coming, man. You and yes. I, we've been kind of talking about this for a while. Honestly, I think you're like one of the first people I like reached out to, period.
When
I
started. Really?
Dude, legit. Like, I think I started this in 2020, and I just remember just shooting emails out, and I think you were one of the very first few people I remember, because, you know, when we first got in touch was still during the lockdown times. That's how long
it was. It was.
Yeah.
But it's been a while. 4 years.
Yeah, no shit, man. But nah, dude, I just want to start off by asking you, because, you know, I just touched upon sort of like, you know, your appearances that you made. And I feel like just generally speaking, when it comes to like the fans and sort of how they have their overall outlook on you, I feel like many people don't really know sort of like how you reflect back upon your MTV time. Like, as we sit here today, I'd consider you kind of like a misunderstood guy in many ways, you know. How would you say that you yourself look back at, you know, your MTV time as a whole? Is it like a negative, positive, mix of both? Where do you sit?
You know, that's a great question. I ain't gonna lie, because I really don't even trying to think about it, man. I say I'm kind of like 50-50, good and bad. Good because, you know, I got to experience the experience that I wanted to since I was a child, bro. Like, from watching a Challenge on Comcast on demand with the big remote, had to go through on demand to find it, like, from, and then knowing that I was doing it was like a super plus. But I think it was just the way how I went out. I'll say on both shows, Real World and the Challenge, I didn't even get to finish my Real World season. And then saying I didn't get to finish my Challenge season, to me, it just feel very incomplete. You know what I'm saying about it? I don't feel like I fulfilled all that I ain't about to do. Mm-hmm. So I kind of just got like an ex-girlfriend feeling like, man, we got to get back to it. You know what I mean? That's how I feel about it.
And I think too, sort of like, when you look back at when you made your exits on your shows, I think during that time period, like, the fandom and even like society at large, we kind of looked at like the quote unquote, like, oh, this person got kicked off, he quit, blah, blah, blah. Like, that term back then was a lot less like forgiving, like, to the point now where we're seeing they've got, you know, spinoffs and people like, I don't know if you know who JG is.
I know JG.
He just made his comeback, and he was another guy who kind of fell under the same sort of, I guess,
Twitter.
Yeah, like, which we'll get into, obviously. Yeah, so I feel like when it comes to you, we're now sort of in a time period where I'd say the door might be a lot more open, you know, in the future, say, if like that opportunity were to present itself. Do you feel like that's a chapter that you would like to rewrite if presented the opportunity?
I'm so beyond ready. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and say like, oh, I'm not afraid of heights and shit. Come on, like, let's be real here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but excuse my language, like I said before, I have like a fuck life mentality when it comes to stuff like that now. Like, there should be no reason I signed up for it.
Right.
They flew me all the way there to do that shit. That's what it all really come down to. You got to get through the scary challenges to get to the physical challenges. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got to go through it. So I know that, if anything, I've been beyond ready to do it. Like, beyond ready. I've, if anything, kept myself in beyond good shape. I'm in much better shape than I was then. I've probably put on a good, like, 20, 30 pounds since then of muscle. Swimming. Everything. I tried skydiving. It was scary as hell, but I did it. So it's like, now I'm ready to go.
Here's a fact that I don't think many people know. I don't even know if you yourself have talked about this, but when I had Anika on, she said that you got like violently ill, like very early on to invasion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was sick, sick. I don't know what it was. You know what I think happened? I'm not really thinking about it. I think after the water challenge that we had, I think I might have swallowed some water or something. Mm-hmm. And after that, it was bad. I was throwing up.
Oh, bro.
It was.
You guys were in Thailand and they had you guys. So we don't even know what could have been in that water,
ain't
bro.
No telling, but after that, bro, I was through. Like, I barely could move for real, bro. I was really down bad. Like, I'm not going to lie. I was really, really down bad. So mixing that with then having to climb, like, okay, yeah, we think about you're up there to do the elimination, but you don't think about what it takes to get up there to do the elimination. It was a whole process, bro, a whole climbing process just to also drop back down. Oh, bro, I was through, bro.
I was done. Did you feel like that sickness that you had kind of, because I remember, wasn't it, you almost, in a sense, like volunteered yourself up for elimination, right? Against Corey, you were kind of like, let's just kind of, you know, go in.
No, I was supposed to, and shout out to my boy, but I was supposed to go against Bruno. That's who I was trying to go against. That's who it initially was supposed to be. But thanks to Sylvia, and I love you, Sylvia. You know, really thinking about that decision for real. I've thought about that. Like, man, she did go against her actual like counterparts, her people.
Yeah.
Decided to vote Tony in instead of me. And then I end up letting her down. Like, I feel like I owe her, like if I was to do a challenge to win, I gotta give her a check. Like, just keeping it on. Like, keeping it on, she would have to get a check from me. But I was supposed to go against Bruno. And I was if I would have known that that was the actual elimination that they were doing with Tony,
That's a page. Bruno. You know, that was like a page straight out of like a whole Oklahoma
football, basically. Oklahoma drill. I would have had to put him through the dirt. And I think he know that.
Yeah. Everybody talks about this too. That elimination, quote unquote, that you got, like the one that you and Anika drew against Corey and Jenna. People conspiracize so much on that because that elimination doesn't really entail any skill, right? Like, you're kind of like, it's, you know, who jumps from the top down to the bottom faster, like holding the balls, right?
Right.
So people kind of were under the assumption, because during that time period, Corey and Jenna were kind of being positioned as like, you know, these are kind of like our new up and coming like faces of the show. People kind of assumed like, either way, like if you were to do that, you kind of might have been like, they could have easily said, like, they held the time, like, the producers, like, they could have just said, like, oh, Corey was down there faster. So you not jumping, you know, might have not even mattered. Like, you would have had to, like, smoke them so bad, I feel like, for them to actually give you that W.
I don't know, man. I don't want to put that. I give Corey his praise, because regardless, he did that in, like, under a second. Like, he really did that under a second. He grabbed the balls, paused, and jumped. Immediately. So if I didn't do it even in under that millisecond, I wasn't gonna win. I just keeping it 100. But people, okay, and not to get off on a tangent, but people don't understand, like, not only, okay, I was very deathly afraid of heights, right? And that draws back to when I was a kid. Like, I used to have a cousin. She used to work at Dick's Sporting Goods at Indianapolis. With Glendale Mall, and people from Indiana, they're gonna know what I'm talking about. They used to have the wall, the climbing wall, right? And there was a guy in there, I can't remember his name, but he used to like work the climbing wall. So for him to do a joke, he tried to like drop me as fast as he could from the top and catch me right before I fell. Instead, I fell and bust my shit. Like, so
any serious injury?
Not, I won't say really serious injury. I probably got like a concussion or something. But just the whole point of, yo, I just fell that fast from this high up. It just kind of really all hit me, bro. I'm not going to lie. It really all hit me, bro. I don't think I have been that scared since then in my life.
Was there any like PTSD on your part, you feel?
I don't know if that's what you want to call it, but I just know I was scared as hell.
Yeah. Well, I think many people were really excited when you were coming on to the challenge, because anybody, you know, who even followed you or just, you know, heard what you talked about on Real World knows that, you know, you have a past of being an athlete. You know, you played high school football. You then went on and were in the process of playing college as well. You even have, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe, was it your high school record you had was a, you were all conference your senior year of high school. And you have a record for a 99 yard, was it a kick return? I believe, kick right? Return, yeah. Mm-hmm. So was football your first love?
No. Football was not my first love. Basketball was my first love. So like I'm from Indiana. So if you're from Indiana, the first thing you know is play basketball. I was a basketball player up until like sixth, seventh grade, I'll say. I played 2 years of football before high school football, literally in my whole life. Gosh. Right. But we ended up having to move to Kankakee. Because one morning my mom was going to work probably like 4 a.m. And then, like, I just get awoken hearing her scream outside, and I look down, and I see, like, she's just on the ground, and come to find out she had, like, slipped and fell, and she broke her ankle, her tibia, her fibula, and, like, tore all the ligaments in her ankle. So, like, from that, you know, we had to move to Kankakee. When I moved to Kankakee, and then it was like, oh, you should try football. Okay, cool. I tried football, win a Super Bowl my first year here. And then go and play high school football right after that. It was crazy. I was a basketball player, though.
Damn. So basketball. Okay. Usually it's like it could go both ways. You get back. Well, yeah, actually, no. Yeah. You just said basketball to football. I feel like that's maybe more of a natural transition, maybe from basketball to football than football to basketball.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. Yeah, I checked too. I think it was one of your profiles. You were playing quarterback, I saw. You were playing, correct me if I'm wrong, receiver, D-back. So you were kind of like a Swiss Army.
Field goal, kicker, everything, man. I ain't going to lie. We played everything. Athletes make athlete plays. You got to just do whatever. Just to stay on the field, man. Whatever to stay on the field.
Right. And then, obviously, you know, heading into college – you talked about it on Real World, but I kind of want to know now, sort of, as we sit here, probably about a good 8 years since Real World.
Yeah.
What was sort of from your perspective, the backstory behind what happened between you and Cassius?
As when we were in school or on the show?
At school, like with
at school.
Yeah, where they came to check your room.
Ooh, man, it's funny. In hindsight, you know, it happened exactly how I said it happened. Like, out of nowhere, random knock on the door, police. Hey, we got a call, a smell of weed in your room. We want to check. One says no, the other's just like, I'm like, you can go ahead. Because, I mean, I don't have nothing. Go ahead, check whatever. They check my stuff. They don't find anything. And then it's like on some right before they walk out the door, they're just like, oh, make sure you check all containers. And it's like you just look at him. He had this like little weird, I ain't going to get too deep in that, but it's like, yeah, it was on his shit. Like on his desk, we had two different desks. It was on his desk. But I guess they wanted to clarify it as being on my side of the room. So in hindsight, they really should have took both of us to jail because we both said it wasn't ours. But, I mean, it happened how it happened. You know, if it wasn't for that, I probably would have never got on Real World. But it's keeping it, like, keep it PD. I probably would have never got on Real World if that never happened.
So now, was he on the team as well when this happened?
No. He was at first going to, I think he was going to, like, to Robert Morris. I think he was going to Robert Morris in the city. And he was transferring to Eastern. I was trying to get him on the football team. So, like, I have moved my dorm rooms. I was at first with one of my teammates because it was an athlete dorm. You could only be in that dorm if you were an athlete. I had to move rooms to get him to move in there so I could try to, like, get him on the team, working out with him and everything. But shit, it just never happened.
Wow. So then with you, were you just removed from the team or they just kicked you out of the school altogether?
I got removed from the school altogether. And it was sad, bro. It was sad because, like, man, you know what's so funny? We're talking about this right now. I was just talking with my mom about this on Sunday. It's so funny because you just spoke my grandma up. You just spoke my mom up, bro. That's crazy. Hold up. I just spoke her up. I'm sorry.
No, it's cool.
Let me get it all together here. Because, repeat the question.
No, you were just saying how it was crazy because you just spoke with your mom about this on Sunday.
I'm trying to think. But what was your question, your initial question?
Oh, it was about if you got removed from the school altogether.
Okay, yeah, boom. Okay, so yeah. We were just talking to my mom about this all on Sunday because I ended up having to, I had just was about to get on scholarship. Like, the fall season had ended going into the spring. I was just about to get awarded and be put on full scholarship because I was transferring from Indiana State University to there. And you can't play off bat going from 1D1 to 1D1. And that's crazy thinking about the rules they got now with football. But yeah. So with transferring there, I end up having to pay out of pocket an extra $30,000 because they still kicked me out the school. I got removed from the football team as per because I got kicked out the school. Yeah. And then I had to pay them back money for this. I couldn't get any of my credits from that year. It was just all bad, bro. That I ain't gonna lie, I was in a deep depression thinking about it. Cause man, you just imagine just like, yo, I was on a really good football team. I'm not gonna lie, I was on a really, really good football team. And just like, man, it just felt like every chance I got to try to play football, it just, something just kept happening. Something just would happen. Just some of anything. That was a sad time. It made me sad, man.
Are you at peace with it now? Or do you still...
I'm at peace with it now.
Yeah.
Because... I mean, because I can't go back and change anything, you know? Right. I can't go back and do anything different. And, oh, that's what it was I was going to say. To know that I actually could have still been at the university. We had to do a hearing or whatever for me to, I guess, for them to decide whether or not they allow me to still be at the school and stay on campus and all this other stuff. And at the same time, I was in court and going to trial. So per my lawyer, I couldn't even say whether I did or didn't do this or whether it was or wasn't.
These were two separate things. There was a school hearing and then a court hearing?
Yeah. So okay. I was in court for that. I ended up getting 2 years of first offender probation for that. Regardless, I had to take a drug test at the jail. I passed the drug test. Mm-hmm. I wasn't smoking or nothing.
Yeah.
At the end of it, the president of the university said to me, he was like, you know, the hearing could have went a lot differently if you just would have said it was not your weed. But because you could not say it was not your weed, we had to rule in favor of removing you from the school.
Well, so you couldn't say it because you weren't, your lawyer told you not to, or you just didn't want to
write it? My lawyer said you cannot say anything. I couldn't even say that it wasn't mine.
So, like, if you did have that choice, would you have told them that it was his?
Yeah, I would have said it ain't my weed. Like, okay. What? I'm trying to play ball. What? Hey, man. And that was one of my best years academically, too. I probably had, like, a 3.3 or something. I was going crazy. Mixed with that, I had finally start bulking up. Like, I was looking very good on the field, bro. I would have been like, no, that's not my weed. That's his weed. What you mean? If he not going to sit here and fess up to what's his, no, it's his. What do you mean? Even the cop, if you, man, just between me and you, I don't know if you're going to put it on here or not, but if you actually look at the police report from that day, it tells you everything you need to know. The even the police was just even like, before he walked away, he even asked them, like, are you really going to let your cousin go down for this? He was just like, it's not my weed, sir. He was just like, all right, well, you got to take a man. Like, even the police knew. But what can they do if it's quote-unquote on my side? And one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what's crazy is, like, weed is legal in most states in the United States now.
Yeah.
We'd be having probably an entirely different conversation if this happened today.
Probably not, though. You know why? Because it's still on school grounds.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Still school
grounds. Still on school grounds.
Okay, so that's, yeah. So, do you know what he ended up doing after that? Did he stay at that university, or?
He ended up, I think he stayed there probably for the rest of that year, and I don't know, he probably just started living out there in Charleston. I don't know. After that, man, it was no keeping up with him. I could have cared less what happened to that boy.
So would you say that situation is kind of like what motivated you to get onto Real World, or do you feel like you would have tried out regardless?
Like I said, when I was a kid, all I used to watch was the Real World, Road Rules, and The Challenge. Like, religiously, bro. I would wait until my mother would get up at 5 a.m. to leave and go to work, especially on a Saturday. I would wake up immediately, go in the kitchen, make some hot chocolate with marshmallows in it, go sit down in front of the TV, go on demand, and put on A Challenge Season. I always had in my life, like, whether I made it in a league or not, I was still going to try out. If it was there, I was still going to try out regardless. So it was just even crazy, the whole finding, the whole story of how I even tried out for Real World. It just was like some old meant to be type deal. It was crazy, bro. All
right, well, now you got to give it to us. Let's go.
Like, okay. So, randomly on Facebook, my boy Aaron Hall, shout out to my boy, because if it wasn't for him, I would not have known. He just randomly shared on Facebook, like, hey, they doing tryouts for Real World. I know one of you crazy niggas in Kankakee can make it. Y'all, one of y'all better go try out. So I see that, and I'm like, hey, yo. And it was even crazier is if you go to my Instagram, I made an Instagram, and my very first post was me saying, like, the hey, video. I'm about to go try out for the Real World on the 5th. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe I'll make it. So I show up probably towards the last 2 hours of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and obviously the line is still extremely, extremely long. So I finally get into like the little foyer area, or whatever, the doors in between the doors, and one of the guys I know, Gio, comes out, and he was like, "Oh shit, man, you here trying out? Hey, bro, I'm gonna let you know, man. I've been here since about like 10 this morning, man. Mind you, it's about like 5. He's like, "I'm just now getting it done, bro. You know what I'm saying? Good luck." So I shake him up or whatever. So I walk inside. You walk inside. It's so deep. It's so deep. Like, I have never seen that many people in, like, an establishment like that. Like, even, and they had an upstairs area that went even deeper with that many people. It probably was, like, a good 1,500 to 2,000 people in that building at that time. Wow. So then they're, like, passing out these papers. Like, yeah, fill this out, blah, blah, blah. But there's probably only 10 ink pens in the whole building. So I'm just, like, I'm looking around. So I just walk up to the bar and I'm just like, hey, you know, is that where I can just get a pen real quick? I swear I'm going to give it back to you. Like, I promise. So the bartender's just like, no, I don't have one. But there's like this person, he's sitting at the bar and he just looks up at me. He's just like, takes a pen out of his jacket, hands me a pen. I'm just like, hey, yo, I swear I'm going to get this pen back. He's like, man, don't worry about it. I'm like, watch, I'm going to get you a pen back. So I fill it out, whatever. I go and give him my pen back. We'll give him his pen back. And then I go and walk to find out where we're supposed to go. So there's a line that starts, like I said, upstairs all the way to the back of the establishment, leading all the way down this like grand staircase to the first floor. And then the line is still to the bottom. But when I walk up, I randomly hear, hey, what up, Theo? So I look and it's Aaron Hall. This man is at the bottom of the stairs. And I'm just like, bro, you are the reason I'm here. He was like, man, I knew somebody from up here was going to try out. I'm like, you trying out? He was like, no, I'm just here, you know, for support for my sister. You know what I'm saying? As soon as he said that, casting director just comes around the corner. All right, you five, you six, come around with me. With me too. Like, yeah, come on. So I just bypassed some of everybody immediately. So as I'm walking, I see this old fine shorty. This cute little light-skinned girl or whatever. She has, you know, a little swag and stuff on her. I look at him like, you know, what's up with you? What your name is? You know? Like, oh, I'm Jordan. So I'm like, okay.
The Jordan from your season?
Yeah. So I'm like, hold up. You fine. You know, talk to him. He's like, you ever talk to a black guy? You just seem like, you know, she's like, no, I've never really talked to a black guy before, you know. I'm just chopping it up with her talking or whatever. We do the little 3-minute interview with everybody in the room. And I remember this one vividly because it was like, what's the most interesting fact? There was this girl that said that she hoards dick pics. And we didn't believe her until she pulled out her phone and Shorty had like 500 dick pics on her phone. Like,
Did you show this to producers?
Whoever was in there just showed everybody because we didn't believe her, but she really showed. Like, yeah, I got 500 dick pics on. Like, okay. Only for me to leave there, and then as soon as I walk in the house, first person I see is Jordan. I'm just like, yo, I was trying to talk to you in that week. It was a meant to be situation, bro. It was so meant to be.
And I'm assuming, like, you're able to connect the dots, like, once you're in the house itself back, you know, because that's obviously an open casting call. But then throughout the process, I'm sure you're having video calls and whatnot, and they're, you know, asking you about people in your life, such as, like, you know, because obviously Bad Blood was the theme. So I'm assuming that came up where they were asking you, like,
yeah,
people that you've gotten, like, beef with and all that. But did you know that in that moment that that's what they were looking for? Or did you just...
At the moment, I didn't know. At the moment, I didn't know, but later on, I knew. We knew. Kaz could keep his mouth shut. So we knew immediately, like, oh, you're going to be coming later on, huh? He was like, yeah, I am. He just couldn't help himself.
Did you expect him to come prior to leaving for the show? Or did
you? Yeah, I knew. Like I said, he ran his mouth, man. He shouldn't have said nothing or I wouldn't have known, but he just went ahead and told.
Yeah, me and... Anika, when I had her on, we were talking about kind of how that theme, it felt like the originals, like you and your other roommates that initially showed up, we kind of felt like you guys, your experience got kind of like taken away from you, sort of, because it was like we had seen a twist similar to that like a few times before. So it wasn't even like you guys were doing anything transcendent where they're bringing in people. Like we had seen them bring in like exes and quote unquote skeletons. So like, you know, you guys having that happen, I would have liked to see you guys just keep the originals in. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, I would have too.
Yeah.
I would have too, but I mean, it happened how it happened. It was funny, though. I'll tell you that. It was funny, especially when the day, it's like we called the day that they were coming, because I think they made us go to the zoo or something. I think they made us go to the
and
zoo.
And they brought in the suitcases.
Yeah.
And the more beds.
But I see, I don't know about that, because me and Tia had played a trick on everybody with putting a suitcase out there like, oh, more people are coming, freaking people out. I mean, technically we did know, but at the time they weren't really coming. Right. But then when they made us go to the zoo, it's just like, man, I don't really want to go to the zoo. Like, I know everybody's going to the zoo. We're like, oh, okay, damn, it's happening today, isn't it? I just have a feeling it's happening today. And then we walk in and it happened. I was just like, oh, man, here we go. This one, the show really about to start, man.
Yeah, what was the deal with her, too? You and Tia? Because, you know, we saw kind of like an up and down dynamic there. It seemed like, you know, I mean, it was clear watching it that there was something there, but it seemed like she tried to play off that there wasn't. What was your perspective sort of on like how, like, or maybe once you guys got off the show, rather, how did you kind of feel like she was towards you?
You know, TT. So I know I'll say on the show, I wasn't really trying to focus on, like, trying to really get on that with her. you know, like really trying to get a relationship and stuff. Cause like, yo, we on this show. Let's just have fun right now. If we want to really talk, we can do that outside the show. But then it's like in the midst of the show, you can't help but eventually catch feelings for a person that you're literally next to every day. When you wake up, that's the first person you sleep. We'll see when you go to sleep. That's the first person you see. Like, so eventually feelings got for real. But after the show, I mean, we talked for a little. It just didn't feel like it was real, you know. Mm-hmm. But even with that same breath, we still, every so often, like, I ain't gonna lie, I just talked to T like a couple days ago. Just talking to my little shorty a couple days. At the end of the day, I feel like me and T, we gonna end up talking for real. It's just like the time we gotta get in the same city.
Yeah.
And actually see what we can do in the real world and not what's on some cameras. But I rock with Tia though. Tia cool, man. She cool. She cool.
Who would you say out of like all your roommates, not even necessarily if you keep up with, but like who did you feel like, you know, in terms of, you know, vibing with just as like people, who did you feel like you either then or now gravitate towards?
Then it was a lot of them. I'm not gonna lie. I can't really just pinpoint to one because the relationship that I had with Jordan was extremely dope for real, which actually went to outside the show because she was in Chicago. The relationship I had with Zanika was super dope and real. Mike, I rock with Mike. We were really close on the show. I was actually sad, even with the situation and stuff that happened with him and everything. Like, I rocked with Mike. We talked about it. I gave him a little scolding a little bit, but we got it right outside the show. Robbie, that was my boy. Like, Robbie, that was my boy. I know we don't really talk like that outside the show. I really just let everybody live their lives. You know what I'm saying? I just check on them via social media. Make sure they looking good, looking healthy, loving relationships. I try to check for stuff like that. But outside of them, there wasn't no real cool relationship with the rest of them. I can't lie. It wasn't really. We were all pretty cool.
The original seemed cool. It felt like once the newer people got brought in, that's when, not so much with the girls, more so the guys, I felt like is where a lot of the, I mean, maybe a little bit with like the twins, but like for the most part, it was like the girls were mostly cool with each other, but the guys kind of,
I don't know. I think it was the other way around.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was the other way around. When I'm really sitting there thinking about it, okay, like you can exclude anything with me and Cass, just exclude that.
Okay.
Exclude that, because that's real. Like, that's, you know, like, that ain't no fake TV drama, nothing. That's actual real. That's real. It's, out of that, it really was no real beef. Mike and Peter wasn't beefing like that. Robbie and Peter was cool, even with the situation they had going on in the house. They wasn't beefing. Cass ain't had no issues, really, with nobody. For real. Yeah. The boys, it was cool. We had no issue. The girls, they the ones that had the little weird little catty issues. You know, you got girls coming in, exes of the people coming in, and then next thing you know, they're talking to one another that they thought they were talking to while they were on their road rules thing, you know. Like, but outside of that, it was really the girls. The boys ain't really had no issue. The girls really would have got to bobbing at any time. They would have got to fight at any time, for real.
So after, you know, you left that show, did you ever end up seeing, well, I mean, I'm assuming that you've seen Cass again, like, at some point, right? Like, after that show, or was that the last time you saw him?
Who, Cass?
Yeah.
I have no choice but to see him. That's the thing.
Okay.
That's my real blood cousin, like, my real, real family, like, we've had to go to funeral. We had to, and low-key, now I'm thinking about it, shout out my boy Shug. Rest in peace, my cousin Shug. His birthday actually just passed a couple days ago. we had to like bury our cousin and be the pallbearers with each other. Like, this is my real blood. So I had no choice but to see him. But outside of everybody else, I really hadn't seen nobody. Except Jordan. Yeah, except Jordan. She moved back to LA, but yeah, that's about it.
Did you talk to Cass sort of about how that show went? Like, did you guys come to a common ground about everything? Or is that kind of one of those things where it just kind of can't be mended?
It is what it is. You know?
Like you could be cordial with each other in the same place, but it's not like one of those things that you could over or just forget about, I should say.
Yeah, I mean, well, you can't ever really forget about certain things. But I'm gonna be cordial. I'm not about to try to fight him or nothing. Like, and on top of that, it was so long ago too. So I mean,
yeah, what was it, 2016? I think.
Yeah. And I'm talking about outside the show, just the actual realness, because the real stuff happened in like 2014 with us. Mm. So to think it's been so long ago, I'm not about to just harbor those old feelings like that towards a man. I can just choose whether or not I want to be around, and choose the capacity of how I choose to be when I'm around, and that's it. But I'm not, you know, I'm just let that old shit be old shit for real.
When it came to your removal, though, I felt like what happened wasn't like enough to really warrant being like removed from the house. Like, I know sometimes they send people to hotels and stuff, but like we've seen people even as just recently throw drinks in other people's faces and stuff. So like, I feel like your guys' kind of scuffle was more so just like hug, like you guys were just grappling each other. It didn't really feel like,
yeah, it was some wrestling. But I think at that point though, it had been other things that had happened, obviously, on the show that happened beforehand. Like a lot of stuff when we had went out, a lot of fights that almost could have happened and stuff that went out. You know, it was a lot of other things that happened. So I just think, Man, you know how racist some of the people was in Seattle, man. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it was pretty bad.
Like the pedestrians.
Yes, bro. Like, it was really, really bad. Like, I vividly remember just walking to a bar. You got a random dude just in your face, like, "Fuck yeah, real world, fuck yeah." Got people randomly calling you niggers and stuff. After a while, man, I'm not about to take that. For too long, I'm not about to take you trying to also press up on the women that we got in our crew too. That's one thing you also not gonna do. So I mean, like, after a while, I think after that, it probably was just to a point, like, if him and I would have gotten to it again, it probably would have just been real hands thrown. Mm-hmm. But at that point, I mean, we didn't really even want to wrestle then, if you keep it in the hunt. We didn't even really want to do it then. It was just on some, like, man. You know how you are, like, with your cousins after you done got mad with each other after a while, but y'all don't want to punch each other, but you got to let out some of this aggression.
Yeah,
y'all
you gotta let it out.
It's no other way.
Mm-hmm.
But you just don't want to put hands on them. It's just one of those situations. But it would have got to the point where I would have had to put hands on them.
That's so crazy to hear you mention about sort of how people interacted with you guys, because that's been like a thing, like from other people I've spoken to. These cities, or at least then, obviously, because the real world's not around anymore, but back then when the real world would be in the cities, the outsiders at these bars and other public places that the cast would be going to, they don't, like, take kindly to them filming in their cities.
At all. It was bad, man. It was a couple times where we were a security away. If there was no security, it would have been wild in a couple of them bars, bro. I'm not gonna lie, they were bad. And then the people who we had with us too were not going for that. Like, I'm not about to sit here, you not like, and it'd be a situation where Cass to see somebody trying to get on that talk crazy with me, even though me and Cass got our issues, you think he about to let you do something to me right here? You think Tia about to let you do something to me right here? Nah. So after a while, it wasn't really even going out to bars and stuff like that no more, because it just, I don't think they really wanted us to film there no more, because they knew how their people were getting with us being in their establishment, you know.
I heard the nightlife wasn't even all that great anyway in Seattle. Like, you guys were creating, like, the same few bars. Like, the selection wasn't big,
And I think they shut, they were, like, shutting down a lot of them, too, at the same time while we were there. So, like, the good bars and clubs that we wanted to go to, we couldn't because I don't think we could have filmed there.
Yeah.
You know? So, but, I mean, the ones we did go to, they were dope. Tia Lou's, I'm always remember Tia Lou's. Shout out Tia Lou's. They're not there no more, but shout out Tia Lou's, man. That was one of the best clubs we went to while we were there.
And I remember too, because Zanika also said this. It wasn't long, really at all, before you guys had like, or at least, well, because she stayed the entire time, so I don't know what it was like with you, but she said like the turnaround from like getting back from filming Real World to like jumping into filming the challenge was like really short.
It was real. I think a couple weeks, maybe.
Yeah, it was like 2 weeks.
Yeah, a couple weeks, I think. It wasn't long at all. I probably had enough time to, like, get a haircut and eat a couple meals for real. Like, I didn't get to work out. I didn't get to do nothing.
Did you feel like going into your challenge appearance, like, that you were, like, you didn't feel like you were, like, in the best possible, like, shape that you could have been in?
In my cocky mind then, of course, I thought that I was in a perfect shape to do whatever I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. But in hindsight, I probably was not in shape to do whatever I wanted to do. Like, I want to go to a final. So when it comes to making a final, it's not even about what you do in the final. It's about everything you're doing leading up to the final that'll take a toll on your body. And I don't think I would have actually been ready for that. And I didn't run enough. I didn't swim enough. I didn't lift enough weights. I think I was going to win like a hall brawl against CT, little me against CT then. Nah, it probably wasn't happening. Like, do I think I was going to win against Darrell or Leroy in one of these? I probably wasn't at the time, mm-hmm. but do I think I can keep up with him now? Yeah.
Well, listen, sir, there's a show right now airing that's called Challenge All-Stars that seemingly kind of has your name written all over it.
Do you really consider me an all-star, though? Does that really count?
I mean, listen, man. All-star can mean a few different things. And, you know, with all due respect, like, I'm not throwing any shade to anybody because I feel like, you know, in some regard, everybody that's made an appearance on the shows can be, you know, an all-star in some regard. But there's some people that on first glance, fans wouldn't, like, be like, oh, that's an all-star. You know what I mean? And probably those people wouldn't even tell you that they're all-stars. So, like, I feel like the term all-star has become really subjective, you know? So it's kind of like, it's like apples to oranges, sort of, you know what I mean?
Hey, I'll take it if they call me all-star, I'll go. I'm ready to go. Actually, I'm like more than beyond ready to go, man. Like, I don't think you know, bro. Like 6-7 years, I think every time I see someone new that might know, it's like the first thing, even the people I do know, if I haven't seen in a while, man, I know you wish you would have jumped, man, don't you? If you would have jumped, you get a chance, would you jump again? That's all I hear everybody, every day of my life, and I'm actually not exaggerating. Like, this is an everyday occurrence. Everyday occurrence, and I'm just ready to finally just go and put that to bed and just jump or do whatever, like, bruh. I'm so ready. I ain't going to get no more young. I'm 30, man. Turned 31 on the 18th.
Listen, there's people much older that are still competing on these things.
Yeah, I know, but
you're considered probably on the young side then.
Actually, I kind of am though when I think about it.
We got people.
But the new generation getting to it though. They get to it. They pretty decent. I love to go against Kylan. Matter of fact, I would love to go against the UK Theo. That's what I would love to go against. Keeping it 100.
Right.
Put us in a hall brawl or something.
What was the online hate? What did that look like in the years that kind of followed when you didn't jump? Was it bad or?
Yeah. I still get the hate to this day. I laugh at it now. I've probably been laughing at it for the last couple of years. But at first, bruh, it was bad because then it would be like that with racist stuff too.
Hmm.
Like, how y'all getting that deep? It was like, bro, I was very genuinely scared, but no one really cares. You know what I'm saying? It was bad. And then me, I want to clap back, but then it's like in my clap back that just makes it worse. Because it's like, at the end of the day, what can I say? I didn't jump. Like, I actually didn't jump. So can I can't say whatever. It don't matter what I say. At the end of the day, it was like, well, yeah, but you didn't jump. And
plus, they got nothing to lose, really, by saying it to you.
Yeah.
Right. And, like, you got more to lose by responding.
Man, I got a slick mouth, man. I got a slick mouth. So I'd be really trying to catch myself. And just, that's another reason, like, I haven't been on social media a lot either. Like, I don't be having time for these people saying some of the craziest stuff because I know I'm going to say something back. So it's just like, I'm waiting. God willing, I finally get the chance to do one. Ain't nobody going to be able to tell me nothing. You hear me?
After that season, were you given any, like, even availability call for any other seasons, or was...
Yeah, I got called for 40, actually. I got called for 40.
Now.
I got called for a few of them, actually. Especially during COVID. I got called for the challenge that they filmed during COVID.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got a couple. I'll probably say out of the last, what, I was on 29, out of the last 11, I've probably gotten 5 availability calls, maybe 5 to 6.
Have you accepted them all? Like, and they just,
I mean, I don't really even think it's just a, like, accepting. Hell yeah. Every time they call, like, yeah, let's go. I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay.
You know that, like, I'm ready. I'm definitely not telling them no, but I mean, things happen, you know. Things I can't control, so I'm not really mad at it. I understand. I got a business to run, so I just wait until my number's called.
Well, listen, I hope that, you know, in any regard, this interview maybe potentially, you know, we'll get social media picked up, and
people can
put the good word out there that you're ready to come back.
I want Anika to come back, too, because I owe her. I owe her. Like,
she said on the interview a couple years ago that she wanted you guys to go and go to Thailand itself and then jump.
And actually do the jump. I was going to do that too. She even moved to Thailand then.
Yeah, she lives there, I believe.
But I was supposed to go out there and just do the jump myself just to get over the fear, but I just never ended up going. I should, but I know if I'm doing a challenge, I hope that Anika's next to me, man. Just because I owe her. I owe her so much, I feel like maybe if I would have jumped, who knows, maybe they would have swung it towards me and Anika instead of Corey and Jenna. Who knows? Like, we really don't know. And that's why I'm upset, because she jumped. She was wrong for jump. She made me feel like a bitch that day. And on the flight home. It was bad.
When you were watching the challenge growing up, because you said you watched it as a kid, who did you, like, what were your first memories? Did any come to mind, like, off the top of your head? Like,
Darrell,
you said?
Darrell, man. Darrell's my GOAT. You know, when it kind of is, Darrell's my GOAT. I used to rock the fro to be like Darrell back as a kid. The sideburns, the inferno.
He calls it the Inferno.
Man, being a kid and watching it is so crazy because I feel like they were so, it's so much different now than it was then. I feel like it was a lot more cutthroat back then, for real. It was getting real. And that's what I want to be a part of. I'm trying to be a part of some real drama, man. Not those fake drama.
That's a common sentiment by a lot of fans. Is back during the era in which you were watching, it felt like the, you know, obviously the game was really entertaining as well, but the people and the personalities too. Like, we're watching, like, there was a certain investment in the people that were actually playing the game rather than just the investment in the game and not the people. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because back then they were like real celebrities, like the biggest of the big, for real. Like, they really used to be real A-list type celebrities. Like, celebrities used to just clamor to them, let me get your picture, I want your autograph. They really used to be like that, for real. And I feel like you can get back to that time. I wish, like, a lot of my, like, real world people would get more shot. Like, I wonder, and it's some sad stuff I'm thinking about, but, like, I've thought about it. Like, I wonder if the way how I went out with the challenge might have affected the way they looked at my real world season to pick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because in many regards, your season is sort of now a little bit of a ghost season in some aspects, because you look at even some of the seasons like right before you guys, you've got, you know, it went Corey season and you got Corey and I believe Jenna, and now obviously Jay is just on this season of All Stars right now. And then the season after that was Tony, Nicole, Sylvia. They went on to do Tony and Nicole are still doing them. Yeah. And then I believe Kayla from the season before you.
I think she was the only one from her season, wasn't she?
Yeah. She became a mainstay. So
yeah.
Yeah, it kind of felt like representation from your season's been kind of almost invisible, other than that one.
And brief. I feel responsible for that a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. Like, it's like a lot of stuff I done thought about that for years. Like, man, I wonder how, if I figuratively and literally took the leap. Like, who knows, bro? Like, Maybe Jen had got called to come and do a challenge for my season. Maybe Robbie would have got called to come and do it for my season. Hell, even Peter. Peter was he had one. What was that?
He was a baseball player. Oh, no. He the $1 million maze runner.
Yeah, he won the maze runner. He won that show. So he's obviously an athlete. He can do it. Hell, baseball. Even Cavs. Mm-hmm. Surprised they probably didn't even call Cavs. Like, and I'd just be feeling like, damn, it's probably because I didn't jump, bro. It's kind of sad.
Well, one post that you made on your Instagram that I found very interesting was, it was side by side. It was your Domino's uniform, and then it was your challenge jersey.
Yeah.
That must have been a crazy year coming off the show.
Very, very crazy year. I'll give you a little quick story about that, too. So when I was working at the Domino's, I left. And it's funny, too, because Cass was working at Little Caesars at the same time. So that's even funnier that. But we ended up, when I went to L.A. to do the, the last interviews and everything, mm-hmm. on the way back, it was so cloudy that they couldn't land. So I think they landed us in Ohio or Michigan or somewhere. Mm-hmm. And it was a random, I think it was like these two Asian guys, and these two white guys. And we all just started randomly talking while we were sitting in the airport, like, yo, there's no way we can sit here and wait this long. Cause they were trying to give us an extra day or two of waiting for a flight to fly out. So we all got a car and rented a car, and we all drove ourselves here to Illinois. Random people I've never met before in my life. Got here, and it was just like, after that, I just had a feeling like, yeah, no, I got to be on the show after this, man. It's a lot of stuff. And then as soon as I got here, I got fired. As soon as I got here, I got home, went to my house, changed clothes into my Domino's uniform, went to Domino's, and he told me, you're fired because you were late.
Wow. And then you did the show after that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Literally like two, 3 weeks after that. So that was a change. That was a change going from making pizzas, cutting pizzas and delivering them to being on a show and people watching me get drunk and have fun. That's very different.
I'm assuming you've had Chicago pizza before. I don't know if you've ever been to New York City or anything, but do you have any like dog in the fight per se when it comes to like the Chicago versus New York pizza debate?
I can't really say I've had a real New York pizza, so I don't even want to. I don't want to flex on them like that, but I mean, New York ain't nothing but just a city trying to be like Chicago. Like, I mean, we're just keeping it real, even down to the food. You know, just keeping it real. So Chicago's going to always have better food. Yeah. Anytime. Pizza. It don't matter what it is. It's better food here than it will ever be in New York.
Well, does pineapple belong on pizza? Can you answer that question?
You said what?
Does pineapple belong on pizza in your
opinion? Yes. Yes.
It does. Okay.
Pepperoni pineapple is fire.
I'm gonna have to try that because I like them both separately. But
extra cheese? Oh man, that's fire!
I'm gonna have to try this because I've never tried
it.
Bro, I love both of them separately, but I've never had them together.
It's a good little sweet tangy hit. It's actually really good. I didn't think that I would have liked it at first, but I mean, working at Domino's, after a while, you're gonna try some of every pizza you can think about, and that became a favorite for a little while. Now, I don't know if it's because I'm getting older. I just don't even really even. I just eat cheese pizza now. It's great cheese pizza. I don't even do pepper or nothing. It's great cheese. Like,
yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but it's pretty lame though. It's pretty lame.
Well, man, I appreciate you hopping on here. I'm glad we were able to make this happen. I look forward to putting this out. I'm hoping that, you know, the people, once they see this, they eat it up. We could get the good word out there and possibly get you back on a future season.
Man, thank you. Thank you for bearing with me all these years, too, man.
Hey, man, listen, we both grew a lot in the coming years. So, you know, like I said, we're here now. That's all that matters.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Take it easy. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
See you.